Hanukkah or?
And we get another fine time, don't we? On daf pei beis omer aleph. Suppose you wish to make a eruv a tchumim that are for more than one person. You want to basically make an eruv that's available to whoever needs it. So you have to figure how many people you've got there, and if they decide they want to use it, then they can decide to use it, as long as they do so mibo'od yom, of course, because you have to be koveh yom makom shvita mibo'od yom. So how would you do this? Well, miniachat ha'chavit, Tosfos points out that in those days all types of food were kept in chavit, the chaviot. We see that earlier, we talked about grogrot and so on and so forth. So you take the chavit. V'omer harezeh l'chol b'nei iri l'chol mishi yelech l'beit ha'avel or l'beit ha'mishteh. You say that, of course, the reason that we're mentioning beit ha'avel or beit ha'mishteh is because this is miramis to the halacha alein marvim elon advar mitzvah. So because you know that there's a need for people to go out to be menachem aveilim or to join in a sheva brachot or whatever, so you put in their food for whoever wishes. L'kol shekibel alav mibot yom, as long as he knows about this and decides mi ba'od yom that he's going to be going to the Beit HaMishteh, mutar. But if he only finds out about a Mishtech HaSheikh, actually, it's mashma v'kibel, is that even if he knows about it, but he wasn't yet mikabel until Mishtech HaSheikh, which is going to create some problems, as we'll see. Asur, she'in ba'arvin Mishtech HaSheikh, you cannot make an Eruv once it's already dark, as we know. Omer of Yosef, ein ma'arvim eladadvar mitzvah. It says, Rabbi Yosef, look, you're not allowed to make the whole takona of an eruv was in order to give you options for advar mitzvah, and we never made a takona of eruv v'tchum shalol advar mitzvah. But by kamashma, isn't that the Mishnah? Tanina, l'kol mishi elech l'beit ha'avel l'beit ha'mishteh. Why do I need Rabbi Yosef to teach me that? Well, because I might have thought that for somebody to make an Erev Tchumim for everybody, he's got to know that there's a reason. I mean, what's he putting down in barrel for everybody? So, in other words, some general need that everyone will participate in is generally this type of issue, either Avelut or Simcha. Therefore, Shemad Bina, so he wants you to make it very clear. We're talking not just any Avelut and any Simcha, but where it's nogeh the mitzvah, nechiyon yichum evilim, the mitzvah v'shtatvut b'simcha. Now, l'chora, shma mina, that ain't brera. It says over here, kosh kibel alav mi ba'od yom, that doesn't it? Kosh kibel alav is mashma, that even if he knew about it, doesn't make up his mind until the next day. No good. But that means that you can't keep something in abeyance to make your decision, and it'll be based on the retroactive understanding of what your decision was, which of course is the whole issue we had earlier about Breira when it comes to Erev and Lechor. We're talking about a Drabbana, and normally we say by the Drabbana, Yesh Breira, and yet our Mishnah seems to be saying that Ein Breira even here, because E Yesh Breira. I mean, after all, the whole point of Breira is to say that because I knew about it, though I didn't make up my mind, I have a right to say whatever I decide. You know, I'll decide, I'll think about it. When I think about it and come to a decision, then that should basically provide me the kinyan of my Eruv, still Miba'od Yom. And yet the Mishnah says, I have to be mekabel alav, I have to accept upon myself that this is my makom shvita, still mi ba'od yom. Now why is that? Omer of Ashi, we're going to have to change our understanding of the Mishnah. That's when it says kibel alav. The point is hodi'uhu. What it should say in the Mishnah is not that he was mekabel and he said, okay, that's exactly where I'm going to be, but rather the at least the Kabbalah of the Yediyah. I knew about it, I'll think about it, I'll decide about it, and then Einachinami, whatever he decides the next day, indeed provides him the kinyan of the Eruv, even the Mafreya. Omer Avasi, Katan Ben Sheish, Yotzei Be'eruv Imo. It's an interesting idea. But a mother who's ma'arefed herself, she doesn't add food for her child. The child is not nursing. He's already 5 years old, 6 years old. He's able to be yotze together with his mother, despite the fact that he doesn't have a separate eruv. In other words, that means we view him kigufa shel imo. Big kiddush. And yet the problem is meitve katan shetzarich leimo yotze be'eruv imo. In a braita, it says only a child who is dependent on his mother can be yotze with his mother's eruv, but if he's not dependent on his mother, and the problem is that we happen to have a basis elsewhere for defining what dependency on a mother is, and it is not a six-year-old, because it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, it's not and nami gabi Sukkah ki agam. Katan she'ein tzarich li'imo chayav besukah, and over there we defined who is a katan she'ein tzarich li'imo. It is Amar Devei Rabbi Yonai koshi nifne ve'ein imo bakanachto, either that he's toilet trained to the point that he cleans himself after he uses the toilet, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer koshi ne'or ve'eino korei ima ima, he wakes up and he doesn't cry for his mother upon waking. I'm sorry, inokori ima. Sorry. Ima, Sakadat, that's the Gemara. Ima. I mean, Gedolim Nami Kori. A 10-year-old can also get up crying in the middle of the night and call for mommy. I mean, what is that? That's a cotton. That's Sarach Lima. Sorry, I mean, Kol Shinem Mishnat Venokori Ima Ima. Talking about that, he doesn't continue to fetch and cry until his mother comes. So that, okay, is how much? How much of these two shiurim, toilet trained to that level, we're waking up with unable to fall asleep until it comes to his mother comes to. That's kibar arba kibar chamesh, it says over there. And you say that the shir is ben sheish. Nobody said that. Omer of Yoshua Bereder of Idi, we were not talking about not making an Erev for the child. We were talking about making an Erev. And the point over here is, so what's the finish then? Obviously, a parent can make an error for a child, he can make an error for himself. Family is traveling, you take the child along with you, and as Rashi points out, the issue over here, you only make an error for our mitzvah, but either the adult can't do the mitzvah unless they take the child along. What are they going to do with the child? So the mother has to, if she's going to go to the simcha, she has to take her child. Which is one of my pet peeves today. I don't know, but I guess it started back at the time of Mishnah. or Rashi says maybe the child is, you have to be mechanech the child. So then for the child, it's also a dvar mitzvah. So in any event, I'm in big trouble here. He caught me.
I'm going to get another job.
Keep it behind the book.
Try. He's on the ball. Get away with anything. So keep kamer avasi kon shiire v'lav aviv letzafon v'imoda darom. The point of here isn't that we're trying to figure out what to do about not having an eruv. You're right. Until he's four or five, and over there, he can. His mother's Erev, but here we're talking about that his mother and his father both made an Erev for him, and here the question is a different question. We're talking about the Shaila of which Erev would be the one that he would go out with. That's the point. So what we're saying is that if you have a mother who made an Erev and a father who made an Erev, then there, even if the child is older than Chabesh, Nafil Bar Sheish, a young child enjoys his mother's company much more than he enjoys his father's company. And therefore, Betzavta de'ime nechale, he'd rather go out with the mother. And therefore, we assume that, as we say, B'derech Klal, you need to make an Erev, yes. What we're talking about is which Erev, not that he goes out together with his mother's Erev. So in such a case, we consider that the place of a child would be with his mother. And there it's a completely different issue. The concept of tzarech le'imo in this case is not the concept of tzarech le'imo that we were talking about in earlier, where we thought we meant let him go out without a neiruv. Basically, katan she'tzarech le'imo yotzei be'eruv imo ad ben sheish. Now here it says he can go out with his mother's eruv until he's 6 years old. So now, I mean, what are you going to say over here? You can't say that it's talking about that he means to choose an eruv between a father's and mother's, because in the previous case we didn't say the word ad. If you say ad, it means you're starting from the bottom up. In other words, if he's 1 year old or 2 years old, I mean, over there the issue is not that you have to make a separate eruv with him. You don't have to make a zaken him with an eruv. And there, it can't mean over here that we were mezakim with an eruv, but there were two eruvs, the father and the mother, were both mezakim, because then we wouldn't have said ad starting from anywhere. So there's a tremendous difference. The previous case was talking about a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old. Over there, you need to make an eruv. And all that Rav Asi was saying, he wasn't saying go out without making an eruv. He's saying the eruv that applies to him is an eruv that his mother makes, if there's a choice of eruv, father or mother. But if you start a case by saying until the age of 6, so then you mean starting from any age, even where he's going to be yotzei with the eruv. Okay, if that's the case, we can't use the same terrors now, right? We're talking about a case where he is going to be semech without having any separate food for himself. So, first of all, lechora, we have tiyufta the Rabbi Yeshua Baravidi tiyufta. So, first of all, I mean, it's forgetting about the question over here of the case being necessarily that you had to make an eruv. That's clear. The Rabbi Yeshua Baravidi was wrong, because he said that Rav Asi was only talking about a case where you made an eruv. That can't be the case over here. You didn't make an eruv. But also, until 6, it seems to also be a contradiction to what Rav Asi said, because Rav Asi said 6. He didn't say over here it says only until 6. Mashma, only the age of 5, really, you would be yotzei. So, lema tavit yufta to Rav Asi. No, Rav Asi said, well, listen, we can use the word until in two different ways. You have ad v'ad bichlal, ad v'lo ad bichlal. You know, how do you know it doesn't mean we say until 6? It means through the age of 6, which is like me. That, but nonetheless, we have still the question over here of the Gemara in Sukkah. So Rav Yanai said that the shir in the Gemara of Sukkah, remember, was kol shenif naveini mo mekanachto. Rish Lakish said, Sukkah said, Kol sheneor veino kore ima ima, is the way we came out in the circuit. Both of those were about 4 or 5 years old. Neither of them is supported by this brisa. Because in terms of this brisa, you are considered to be bato to the mother until the age of 6, perhaps even including 6. So that, in other words, remember, there were 4 separate shitas that we're coming here to discuss. One is Rabbi Yeshua Barei Dervidi that we just showed was clearly unsupportable on the basis of this brisa, because he was saying that a 5-year-old would need their own separate eruv. This brisa says a 5-year-old doesn't need a separate eruv. Because if we wanted to talk about a 5-year-old needing a separate eruv, we wouldn't have said ad ben sheish. Because ad ben sheish means from any age up until the age of ben sheish, where clearly the earlier ages don't need a separate eruv. So he's out. Then we had 3 other issues that we needed to discuss. First of all, a 6-year-old, Rav Asi, is a 6-year-old included? Seems to be saying only a 5-year-old is included, up to the age of 6. Says Rav Asi, up to the age of 6 means 6. Fine. But now we also had the definition of what Tzarech Le'imo means in Masechet Sukkah. And in Masechet Sukkah, we had 2 possibilities. We had Reish Lakish, and we had Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai, who says it has to do with toilet training, and Reish Lakish, who says it has to do with waking up and needing a mother. But both of those are certainly not a child until the age of 6. So now we should have to redefine what we mean by Tzarech Le'imai when it comes to the Sugya and Sukkah also. So apparently they're also wrong. So Lema.
A sukkah woman is part of Musa. His mother is part of Musa. By Diyor and by Erev, his mother is Chayv and Erev.
That's very true. Her mother also wears a tichel and he doesn't. Which is also worthwhile noting.
There is a slight difference between the two sugyas.
Yeah, but in terms of the definition of the relationship of child to mother, it should be the same. So, do we say Lema Tavit Yiftur Rabbi Yana V'Rishu Akish? Says the Gemara, no. Lo Kasha. Hadi Ite Avu Abamata, Hadi Lo Ite Avu Abamata. A mother's relationship to a child is different if a father is present. So if you're talking about a case where there is a father present, so then the child can get away from his mother earlier. And that's why we say by the point of ima, or the point of toilet training is considered to be enot zarech lima, or his father's around. In a case where there's no father, then enoch inami, you're going to need a longer period in which he's dependent on his mother, and therefore we can redefine in the case of like Rabasi says over here, and where there's no Erev, he could still be Yotzei with the Erev of his mother, and that way everything seems to be fine. Turn it up on it. Ma'arev adam ha'yidei b'no b'ito ha'ktanim ha'yidei avdo v'shifchato ha'knanim b'in l'da'atan b'in shelo l'da'atan. A person, when we say the word al yidei, it doesn't mean using as a shliach, it means for. We often use that. As a hand for, in other words. I become the hand for my child. Here it's talking about where the child is too old to be yotzei with that Erev, but I can make an Erev. I can make an Erev for a child, and I can make an Erev for a Eved, that is a Knani, and therefore is considered to be my property. And this is whether they agree or not. Perhaps, whether they know about it or not, we'll see exactly how to define this lidat. But parshas, even if they're against it, aval eino ma'arev lo ayadei avdo v'shivchato ha'ivrim v'lo ayadei b'no b'ito ha'gdolim v'lo ayadei ishto elamidatam. However, when it comes to people who have their own independent yad, over there, for a child who is a gadol, or for an Eved, but it's an Eved Ivri, who's basically nothing but a long-term Sakhir, or for a wife, one cannot be Ma'arev without their acquiescence. Aval, sorry, Tanya Idach, lo ya'arev adam ha'yedei b'no b'to g'dolim, v'ha'yedei avdo v'shifchato ivrim, v'lo ha'yedei ishto, elo midatan, and indeed the Braita seems so far to be saying the same thing. You would need to have the acquiescence when it comes to an Eved Ivri or when it comes to an older child. This part of Yadan Kiyado, even though it seems to be referring to Beno Bito Aktanim, is actually a reference back to, as Tosis points out, the Avadim. You don't need this idea of yado ki yadan for the ketanim, the children. The kula, here's where our problem occurs. The kulan shi irvu, the irev aleihem rabban. Now, in all of the above cases is mashma, whether they're the cases that I'm able to be ma'ariv or not able to be ma'ariv. So in all of the above cases, where they made their own eruv, and also irev aleihem rabban, Yotzin b'shal rabban. In that case, they would be yotzei with the master's eruv, despite the fact that they had made an alternative eruv. Chutz min aisha, in all cases beside the case of his wife, mipnei she'chola limchot, because a wife, after all, can protest that she wants to have her own eruv. Now, this is a little bit crazy. I mean, how are we viewing this? Whether they made an Erev, they didn't make an Erev. If they made an Erev against in another direction, and we're going to view that for the Eved Ivri or Beno Bito HaGdolim, we're going to view that as a Micha'a. So then what's the difference in the Yisha? They were all one category before. Now all of a sudden we're throwing them into separate categories. The woman can be Mocha, but they can't be Mocha. We said the first before. They could be Mocha. And don't try to tell me we're talking about only the case where I'm referring to the ones who I can make an Eruv for, because then why am I throwing in the business about Isha? Chutz Bna Isha. There's two categories here. There's Isha plus Avdo Vishivcha Soheivrim plus Benoi Bito Hagidolim on the one hand. And then on the other hand, there's Benoi Bito Aktanim and Avdo Vishivchato Aknanim. But it doesn't make any sense to say Vichulam, referring to the entire group, and to say the wife is different. There's no difference between the Ish and any of the others then. Ask the Gemara. Right? What's the difference? Isha Maishna, what possible difference would there be between his wife and the case of Bnoi Bito Agdolim, the case of Avdo Vishivchato HaYivriim? You're right. It doesn't mean his wife. His wife stands in as the name of the set. Isha V'chol the Dami Lama. The point over here is, what we're saying is that the making of an alternative Eruv is a Mechana. So even though you would think that that's just stoma, so to speak, okay, I made an Eruv. Now it turns out he made an Eruv. Right? So Star could use his Eruv. I'm not saying but I don't want my Eruv. So comes along now the Gemara to say, but no, just like we understand that you can make a Mecha'a, so too making an alternative Eruv means that you can't use that Eruv. So now we need to zero in on what Mida'atan means. Because Mida'atan can mean, without having indicated clearly, an alternative does. Midatan could mean I need to know in advance that you're making it. Midatan could mean that I didn't make a micha'a. I didn't say no. And anything else would be okay. But now we're sort of left in limbo, because we first made a statement, a general statement, you need datan. Then we said in all cases that you would have made an Eruv that was different than an Eruv they made for themselves, then it's not considered to be midatan. Now, that making an Eruv, I mean, they may not even have known about it, right? They went ahead and made an Eruv, not knowing that the master was going to make an Eruv at all. Maybe if they had known, they would have acquiesced. Yet we're saying over here, if they made another Eruv, so then Isha, the Cholda Damila, meaning the second set, is not going to be Yotze with the Eruv of the Adon, or the Baal, whatever the case, or the Abba, whatever the case may be. So let's now look into that a little bit more and try to zero in on what particularly we mean exactly. Now, you say, Chutz min Aisha v'chol de damila. Okay. Now, don't we have a problem over here? It should say, he gufa kasha. The Brice itself does not seem to add up, because these seem to be contradictory definitions. You say, I'm a b'den shecholali machot. Okay? So taima damachi. The only reason is that she can make a micha'a. But if she would not make a micha'a, the implication is that her stama nafka b'deba'ala. Because otherwise, why are you making dependent shecholah limchot? Is that because she can be mocha? It's because she needs to know. If you're telling me because she can be mocha, then what you're telling me is the need to know is not the issue. Minastam, it's okay. She will rely on her husband unless she indicates otherwise. That's what it's first mashma. But then, hastam anafke babala. And yet, the way that you expressed in the original, in the opening, when you were talking about the difference between the two sets, you said, elamidatam, that you have to make an Eruv with their dot. Now, what does it mean when you say with their dot? My love, the amri'im. Their dot means they have to know about it. Not, and they agree. Yes, that's a good Eruv. I take that Eruv. That's fine. But not stam. We should assume that they have their dot. So how do you understand the brighter that is contradictory? Says the Gemara, look, that's not what it means. The meaning of elamidatam is dashtiku. They didn't say any otherwise. And not saying otherwise, if you make for them, it's okay. The only case it wouldn't be okay is where they say no. Lafukeh eichad amri lo. So in other words, the last part of the brayta comes to explain now, looking back, how do we understand the meaning of midatan? Only where they were mocha. So kivan shechola limchot, if she's mocha, that's what we meant by midata. Okay, then the problem is the case of kulan sheirvu v'reiv alayhem rabban. The case that you use to contrast, now that we're saying Isha stands in as a model for the other set, the case of contrast is what? A case where she said no? No. The case of contrast is a case where they made another Eruv, possibly without even being aware of the fact that the husband or the father or the other was making an Eruv in the other direction. And we said, nonetheless, since she's Yechola Limchot, then that's considered to be Shalom Yidata. Now make up your mind. First you say they have to know. Then you say she can be mocha. Then you say somewhere in the middle. If she did something, even if it wasn't meant as an indication that she didn't want the Erev, that's considered to be also Shalom Yidata. So is that indeed a separate category? So isn't that Stoma? That's a case of Stoma. She didn't know, so they had another Erev. And yet you say that you're not Yotze with the Baal because of the fact that she made another Eruv. But if that's the case, then don't tell me. You can't throw in three separate meanings to the same word in one brisa. You tell me Shalomi Da'atan. I'm willing to accept that you want to define what you mean by that. Good. So I have patience. Tell me the case. Okay, you come along and you tell me the case. If they made an Erev in another direction, then that's Shalom Yidatan. Very nice. Now I know that Stoma is Shalom Yidatan. So then you say, no, it's not that I mean Stoma Shalom Yidatan. It's Rene Shechola Limchot. Well, which one is it? Omar Rava, that is Limchot. Limchot doesn't mean I don't want your Erev. Limchot means I want this Erev. So over there, it doesn't have to be aimed against what you did. It's the indication I have my own opinions about this matter, and they don't equal your opinions. That's the point. So that's not considered to be stoma. That's considered to be an active indication that I am not interested in your Erev because I'm interested in another Erev. It's true that there's another darga ahead of that, the other darga being that I don't want your Erev, that I don't need. So in other words, stoma, if there was no indication, then even the second sept would accept the Erev of the Baal Av Oven. But if there was any indication that there was an independent rotsang that was in a different direction, so then that's not considered to be stoma anymore. That's the equivalent of mecha'a, which is why the Braita puts it this way. Because the mecha'a is not to be against, the mecha'a is to be for, but for myself, not for you.
But isn't that a crisis of form of mecha'a? Because I'm going to adopt my mother, but I want Erev.
Yeah, that's what Rav is saying. But I don't have to say I don't want your Erev. The issue isn't whether I want your Erev. The issue is that I want my Erev. No, that's not the issue, Nechale. We're saying Nechale could be Menastam Nechale. But once I have my own ideas, then we don't consider it to be Nechale. Yeah, no, this is before. It's not telling me to decide. It's telling me what the din is. I have no brayer anymore to decide. Because I indicated that I want this Erev, even if I decide afterwards it's too late, as you're saying. Of course it's too late. Okay, I mean, this changes our notion of what stoma means in these relationships. These are important nakudas, because otherwise we could say, okay, I mean, she wanted to go the other way. Obviously, as soon as she would hear that her husband wants to go the other way, so she would be naked to go with her husband, which may even be true. But the point is that it certainly is not aimed as a stoma in this case.
But wouldn't we have to say that she heard her husband did it, and despite that, she...
Doesn't matter. That's the whole point. Yeah, exactly.
Because maybe she did know.
That's the Kiddush that Rav is saying, that Yochara, that's what the Bryce is coming to tell me. That the nature of a Mecha'a in this case is different than the normal Mecha'a. A normal Mecha'a is aimed against what it is that you're doing. You're trying to be, okay, in this Rishus, I'm Mecha. This is my Rishus, not your Rishus. So I'm Bedavka talking, it's a counter assertion. over here. The fact that I want this is not necessarily a counter-assertion. But we're saying it boils down to a counter-assertion when it comes to Erevin. Because it's where I want to go that defines the nature of my deal.
She could, or anyone could, can Bevatel there originally made Erevin? I made it?
Before Shabbos? Sure. Yeah, you could change your mind as long as it's before Shabbos. You could change your mind, but you can't say it was I made for me to determine at any point. Then it's like making an Erev on Shabbos. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos.
The husband had it. Had
it's all defined by Knisat HaShabbat.
What's the husband had her mind before Shabbos made his, and she didn't know she made hers before Shabbos.
Right.
Now comes Shabbos.
She can't change.
Stuck with
right. That's the point, yeah.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Kama hi shiuro. What in the end is the shear of an Erev Tumim? Especially here, where you're going to make it for each person, the problem is you can no longer get away like you do with an Erev Hatzeres or the Shit of Mavos. You can't get away with an Erev that accounts for food for everyone. Because the truth is, we're using this as a borrowed term, Mishtatvim, in an Erev Tumim. You're not really being mishtatef in the Erev Tumim because everybody is making a Mokom Diyur there. Then that means they have to have a Suda there. So that means it needs to be enough for everybody as opposed to the other Erevin where we just sort of have a place where we can come in a little, you know, we have, there's food there. No mela, I may have my main Suda somewhere else, but at least I have an Erev. But over here, I can't have my main Suda somewhere else. So it has chumras. As Tosis points out, in many issues it's kal from other Erevin, and many issues it's chomer from other. In this issue it's chomer than other Erevin, because I need a shiur of shtei seudot, l'kol echad v'echad. So the shiur is for each individual that's going to be there. What?
Each individual has to have two
seudot? Yeah, that's what you eat on Shabbos. You need to have these two seudot. So that you have a seudot for the nighttime, a seudot for the daytime. So you have a seudot l'kol echad v'echad. Question is it a Shabbos Suda or a weekday Suda? I mean, in a pinch, you know. So Rabbi Meir says, we're talking about Mizono L'chol, V'lo L'Shabbat, Tiv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a Shabbos Suda, not a Chol Suda. V'ze Mitkavnim L'Hakel. Interestingly, asserts the Mishnah, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are talking about lekula. So in other words, Rabbi Meir says, look, the food on Shabbos is tastier. You're bound to end up eating more. Because as we say, rov chalav b'sima shchicha, your stomach seems to find more room when things are tastier. Exactly. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but how much can you eat when you just finished eating another soda? On Shabbos, I mean, like by the time you get to the next Suda, you're still already stuffed from the previous Suda, so you can't really eat that much. So the Mela, being as you have three Sudas on Shabbos, you supposedly stretch out your food between three Sudas, don't we wish, and Lamaitz, it's a kula to say it would be Shabbos type Sudas. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, the shiur is mikikar bepungyon miarba sa'im besela. Now, what you do is you take a kikar that would be bought for one pundyon when kikrot are being sold for a kikar of four flour for one sela. Now, we're going to analyze that in the Mishnah and see how much exactly that works out to. In the Gemara, I mean, we'll see how much that works out to. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, now the shear is different, he says it's less than that, but actually it's shtei yadot likikar, two-thirds, shtei yadot mean two out of three, in other words, two-thirds of one kikar, when those kikrot are three that come from one kav. Then I will again, we'll analyze the relationships between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara. Now, this shear, whatever it is, Rabbi Yochanan's or Rabbi Shimon, this shear of Seudot that we've defined, then we have Chetzia Labayat HaMenuga, whatever that shear is, we're not saying who we pass him like here, But we do know that when you go into a Bayat HaMenugah and you're wearing your clothes, that over there the clothes are considered to be, or you have your rings on your hands and so on and so forth. Over there, the Kibbutz Begodim, the Torah says, is dafka someone who is ochel babayit. We understand that since it says v'habayel babayit, you don't literally have to be v'ochel babayit. The ochel babayit is to tell me the shiur, someone who is in the house long enough to have eaten the seuda. That shiur of bichdei achilas pras is basically the shiur in which you're going to be metame the begodim that are on you. What is the shiur, even if you didn't eat, what is that shiur? That shiur is half of the kikar that we've been talking about over here for two seudas. We talked about the shiur of Rabbi Yochanan Broker, Rabbi Shimon, for two seudas. Half of that is the shiur of the seuda of a shoheb b'bayit HaMenugah. Fine. Then chatzi chatzia, half yet of that is the shear of psul gvia, where if you eat a certain amount, which would be over here, the chatzi pras, then you would be psul gvia, your body would become posel for eating truma. Normally, your body doesn't become posel, either you're tameh or you're tar. Food cannot possibly be metameh a human being because it can't be an avatum. However, we have two gezeros, a very early gezera, we spoke about this at Shabbat, a very early gezera called psul gvia, in which a person who eats something which would be matame truma becomes posel for eating truma. Then we had a much later series of gezeras in the Yud Ches Dvarim, you remember the machlokas in Chulin, about what the din would be, ochel ochel rishon sheni, ochel ochel sheni, and so on. Those are later gezeiras, as Tosis points out, that are iser of touching truma. Iser, in other words, you'll be matami, that you pass on the truma by touching it. Psul gvia only relates to achilas truma, not to negia but truma. Ochel ochel rishon sheni is a din, and you become a normal sheni, in which case you will pass on truma, because truma that comes in contact with the sheni betuma is pasul. Fine. Okay, but here we're talking about psul gvia, which is an ancient takana that were havaminas, even though it was the Raisa. Someone were trying to bring rice from Sukkim, and this was way, way before the Yud Ches Dvarim.
What's the purpose of it?
Purpose?
No. Why did they make the takana?
There were different levels of the takana. The earliest takana, apparently, is in order to avoid people thinking that achila, people that would get confused between achila v'davar tameh and an actual contact directly with the davar tameh. The later gezeiros were the fear that you might still have the davar tumah in your mouth and you'll mix the yayin of that can be makabel tumah together with while there's still something in your mouth and in your mouth it could be matameh. That's a different gezeira. Kama mazon shtei seudot. What does that boil down to? According to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what does that boil down to in our terms? Rav tarte rifta ichriyata. It boils down to those, you know, those the ikarim they take with them into the field for the day. They take the certain type of lachmaniot. Those lachmaniot, two of those. Rivada barava omar, in our terms, it's tarte rifte nahar papita. It's the type of, in nahar papa, it's just a coincidence that it's called papita, but and the pitot, two of those pitot that they have in nahar papita, those papitas are exactly the types of pitas that you would want for your erev. Omele Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef bere de rabba. The rabbi should say, Avuch keman svirale. How did your dad hold about this issue? Like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Yehuda, Sudat Shabbat, or Sudat Chol? He held, not Lamaisa, it shouldn't really matter, does it? I mean, what's it, Nogea? We just had this year. And we said both of them are Bechav and Lahakil. So what's, I mean, it seems very theoretical. So Rashi's Masbir, it is theoretical in the normal sense. However, as we'll see, the dinim of the amount of food that you eat are only said for normal achila. if you have someone who is ill, or who is old and doesn't have an ability to eat much, it goes according to his personal achila. Then already it may make an apkamina for him personally. So in other words, what would this person eat at what type of suda? A nice chalent with a kiddush? A su'udah that's given to him b'chol, there it could make nafkaminas. So the theoretical nafkamina, which served as the basis for the shir in the Mishnah, actually ends up having a practical nafkamina as it's applied to a particular individual who would be incapable of eating a normal shir. We don't say, however, that if a person has a big appetite, that then he requires more. But we do say if you can't be normally eichel, then already you have to define what you would eat.
But if they're coming to be mekel, what's the difference?
Because lemaisa, they
would once
they're koveya the shir, they're koveya the shir. Yeah, that's why. Otherwise, there's no point in mentioning it. Because we're koveya shir of two suda shabbos, then it would have to be two suda shabbos. If it's two suda shol, it would have to be two suda shol, as the case may be, for this particular individual. So you're right that normally it makes absolutely no difference. Whatever it is, it is. I mean, we said either two pita papitas or two kikar achriyat. But for him, it will make a big difference. So he said, well, my father held like Rebbe Meir. So he said, I'll tell you, Ananami, Rebbe Meir Sriel. That's what I think. Because according to Rebbe Yehuda, this is amazing, Gemara. According to Rebbe Yehuda, we have a real kasha. The real kasha being that everybody knows that in the Book of Common Sayings it says, Ruvacha l'basim hashmicha. Now, we couldn't possibly have a Gemara that would contradict the popular saying. So how could... The Gemara is amazing. How could we possibly paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who claims that people would eat less on a good Sunday on Shabbos because they'll plan it out? Weight Watchers knows that's not true. So the Mela, I think you're absolutely right. The Amri Ikashi says not stop. What he said, Amri Inche, you know, okay, so I rely on, no, it's Kasha. You have a real problem. Because after all, It says in the paper today, look, right on top, today's saying. It says so you see it's a kasha in Rebbe Yehuda. I find that this is an extremely important element of Torah Shabbat, but that's why I have all these quotes on the side of my books. Seriously. Because you see that the Nakuda is the way that reality is perceived is considered to be so fundamental that it becomes a contradiction to a yisod of Torah if this is the way it's perceived otherwise. And this is a pasuk. You see that the Torah is defined by the essential feedback of the Torah is defined by the way it's perceived. It's unbelievable. The people out there have a right to say whether this is chokhmah. What do they know from chokhmah? See, the Gemara is asking kasha. That's not what she told. Okay.
It tells us the definition of an amount.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's just a question of what is the norm? Do people eat more when the food is better, even though they're
that's
stuffed?
That's defined by people out there.
Yeah, so that's obvious.
Principle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Of course. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Now this appella, the Braisa says, "Ukrovim divrayim liyot shavim." Truth is, if you analyze it, you'll see there is not much difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and between Rabbi Shimon. Now, on the surface, that is completely outrageous because they are in totally out of range. Me, dummy? How can you say they're similar to each other, Bichlal? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, if you work it out, it turns out to be Arba Su'udat al-Kaaba. Turns out that he holds you can get four Su'udot in every Kav. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, he gets more than double that. He gets Tesha Su'udais in a Kav. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Cheshbon works out very simply. If a Sela, if a Saw is six Kav, and he said over here, Shnayim, then his two Saws work out to 24 Kav, which is 48 Chatzi Kavs, right? And he's giving a Pundyan, he says, Pundyan, is the price that you're paying over here. Now, that what he says is, kikar bupunyan, when you're selling arba soin basela, right? So let's figure out how much that punyan buys, because it works out very simply. The punyan is 1/48 of a sela, if you work it out. So if that's the case, a sela is for dinner, and each dinner is now 2 punyan, which means you've got a total of 48 punyans. 48 punyans buy 48 chatzikas. So if he's telling you go buy for a punyan, it means he's telling you you've got 2 seudas in a chatzikav, which are 4 seudas in 1 kav. Now let's figure out how many seudas. Is this clear to everybody? There's 48 chatzikavs in the amount that he gives over here in Esau. And he says if you buy 1 punyan in that, then you've got enough to eat for two meals. Okay? 1 punyan works out because he said 1/48 of a sela. So 1/48 is 1/48 of the saw. 1/48 of the saw is a chatzikav. And he's saying a chatzikav is what you buy to eat 2 meals. So that means you've got 4, quarter kav per meal. You've got 4 meals in a kav. How many meals does Rabbi Shimon get out of a kav? Well, Rabbi Shimon said, shtei adot, 2/3 of a kikar, where the kikar are 3 per kav. So that means that he's saying you get 9 meals in a kav. Because 1/3 is 1 meal, 2/3 are 2 meals, and the bread that you're taking is 1/3 of a kav. That means 9 meals per kav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you get 4 meals per kav, and according to him, you get 9 meals per kav. So you're telling me that something which is more than double the other one, it's almost the same, you know? I mean, it's a good thing that our accountants don't work that way. It's almost the same. Yes, the Gemara is a me dummy. It comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you get 4 sudas in a kav. According to Rabbi Shimon, you get 9 sudas in a kav. Ah, says Rabbi Chista, that's what the Brice is coming to bring out, is that don't take things to be so simple on the surface. Because, look, one of them is talking about buying from the Chenveni, in this case it was the Nachtom, so you have to take out over there Mechza LeChenveni. You still have to take out, if you're buying, Shlish LeChenveni, you have to take out his profit. I mean, if you're talking about buying from a Chenveni, then basically, because that's what you're saying, how much can I buy for a punya? Once you throw in the word to buy, you have to take into account how much profit he's making. Okay, so his profit is a shlish, which means 1/2 of the original, 1/3. So that gets you up now to not 9, but rather only at 6. So if that's the case, you now have it closer. Closer. That's great. You still have 9 for Rabbi Shimon, and you have to add instead of the 4. Okay, so now you're talking about shis. You've got 6. Fine, so sign 6. There's no comparison between 6 and 9 to say there's a karev. Ooh, you're right. But there's another sheet of Rav Chista. Now you see that depends on whether you live in a rova. Depends how much money they make in the makolet. So now the other sheet of Rav Chista is you have to take off actually 1/2. So in other words, he's making double for the chenveni. Okay, fine. So 1/2. That means 4.
He's writing, everybody's writing down the credit.
That's true. Never gets paid. That's very true. What's doing with that?
Rav Medina went in, told him no more credit, we're going to help you get the money together.
And what about Rav Nevinson?
Rav Nevinson spoke to you in round 2.
A horrific story. Horrific story. A woman here had opened up a store to sell stationery and ended up giving credit to the whole row. Nobody paid. It's unbelievable. Ella, the Erie store, she has to close her store.
They closed?
She's closing this week. She wanted to just close the store, so we found out about it.
People don't pay the.
This is what happened to them, I call it also. This is what happened to Tony.
Your grand
line
is right now.
Okay, good. I'm saying it on the Daf Yomi B'Dafka because I don't want anybody who hears to come here. Ela ki idach the Rav Chisda. So the other sheet of Rav Chisda is take off half. In other words, so now it's not four. Now it's eight. Okay, so I mean, one is nine and one is eight. Exactly. That's what we're saying. We're saying that the point is, don't think that it's what you originally assumed, that it's way out of line, one being nine, one being four. Because Rabbi Yochanan, by inserting how much you're paying, is telling you to take into consideration the profit. And the profit issue changes the whole equation. Wait, but I mean, Reb Chisda doesn't seem to have a clear idea of what he holds profit is. I mean, is it shlish or is it chetzi? Isn't it kasher Reb Chisda? Reb Chisda says the Gemara, no, lo kasher. Adika yoyv bala baitzivi, hadaloka yoyv bala baitzivi. Remember that actually up until fairly recently, it was the minhag that you would participate with the nachtom in the baking. In other words, you would bring your own dough, which is what they used to do here, where people didn't have their ovens, you went to the public oven, or you participate in the fuel, the tzivi, the fuel. So if you're not, I mean, there's a fuel surcharge. The fuel surcharge is Reb Chisda's chetzi. If you're participating in the fuel, you don't have a fuel surcharge, so then echinami, then you get shlish. So, you know, you have to make your cheshbon. So the question is how to understand the Mishnah. It comes on the bright, as you say, that the Mishnah should be understood as a case where you're not participating in TV. Therefore, you have to take into consideration the fuel surcharge plus the profit. Means krovim divrei elu lioski divrei elu. Okay, very nice. Chanukah Sameach. Wait, I'm still going to do that. Ketzad b'shtatvim mitchumim minyachat chavit v'omer reizel chol b'nei iri l'chol mishelech lebeit ha'avel or lebeit ha'mishtet l'chol shekibel alav mibod yom mutar meshtek ha'shech atzur she'in ma'arvim mishtek ha'shech Om Rav Yosef ein ma'arvim elo l'dvar mitzvah nu ma'ika ma'ashvon tanina l'chol mishelech lebeit ha'avel or lebeit ha'mishtet ma'o detem u'urcha demilta katanika ma'ashvon l'chol shekibel alav mibod yom shva min ha'im breira D.H. Brera, Tigalay Milton Lamafre, and Bibodi Amavin Echele. Om Ravashi, no, it means Hodi U, or Lo Hodi U, not that he was Mitratse. Om Ravasi, Kotan Ben Sheish Yotse Beiruvimo. Naisve Kotan Shitzarak Limo Yotse Beiruvimo. Shein Sarak Limo Yotse Beiruvimo. But not Namega Besuki Kayagamna. Kotan Shein Sarak Limo, Hayav Besukava Vina Bavezeu, Kotan Shein Sarak Limo. Om de Beiruviana, Koshi Divnev any Moma Kanakto. Vishlokish of a Koshi Nayur Venokore Ima. Ima Sakadaito. Gedoel Nami Korolema Koshi Machinato Venokore Ima Ima. The Kama Kibar Arba, Kibar Kamesh. On Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Ravidi, Kikom Ravati, Kagon Shireva Lavimo, Aviv Letzafon, Vimo Ledaron. Over there, Afilo Bar Shesh Nami, Betsafta the Ime Nechale. Neitve. Katan, just by the way, is an issue in custody considerations. Neitve. Katan Shitzarak Limo Yotse Beiruv Imo Ad Ben Shesh, the Yufta, the Rabbi Yoshua, Bar Ravidi, the Yufta. Ah. Leimetavit Yufta Ravasi also, or Melchor Ravasi, not necessarily, Ad could be not Bechlau. Okay, but Leimetavit Yufta Rubyana Vreshlokish would say the Shir is 4 or 5 years old. Lo Karsha, Adi Yite Avui Babata, Adi Lo Yite Avui Babata. Tanarabana. Ma'arev Adam, Hayede Beno Bito Akhtanim, Hayede Abdovishiv Chato Akhtanim, Ben Ladaatan, Ben Shalol Ladaatan. Aval Eno Ma'arev, Lo Yade Abdovishiv Chato Ivrim, Velo Yade Beno Bito Akdolim, Velo Yade Ishto Elo Midaatan. Tanya Idach, lo yarev adam ayidei beno bito agdolim ayidei avdo b'shivchato ayivrim v'lo ayidei ishto elo midaatan avon marev o ayidei avdo b'shivchato agdamim ayidei beno bito agtanim ben adatan ben shlo ladatan mibne shiadan ki ado v'kulan shirvu v'irev aleyem rabban yotzin b'sha rabban chutz min ha'isha mevne shikola lemchot isha? Ma ishna? Amar rabban, no, it means isha v'chol d'domila, of course. Now, aguf akasha. First, you need to eat halal in chot. Time, at the moch, you stama nafke de bala. Haktani reish el mi daatam. Doesn't daatam mean the amri in? No, daatam means the ishtiko. La fukeh de amri lo. Ah, it says v'kulan shivu v'ir v'leim rabban yatzim b'shar rabban. And this is a case of stama. Nonetheless, it says chutzim na isha de lo nafke. Amar rabban, not true. Kivan shirvu en lacham micho yigadol mizeh. כמה הוא שיעור המזון שתי סעודות או כל אחד ואחד מזונו לחול ולא לשבת עם רבי מאיר, רבי ירא אומר לא, לשבת ולא לחול, וזה וזה מתכוונים להקל. רבי יוחנן ברוקה אומר מכיכר בפוניון ארבע עשרים בסלע, רבי שמעון אומר שתי ידות לכיכר משלוש לקו, חצי however we hold לבית הנוגה, חצי חצי לפסול את הגבייה. How much is bazon shtei sudot? I'm going to give you a rifta ichriata. Ravana barav amartarti rifta da papita. Omelai Rav Yosef or Rav Yosef berei the rabba. How about avuch? Come on, svirle. Ah, he held a Rabbi Meir svirle. Oh yeah, ananamik Rabbi Meir svirle. The ik Rav Yudah kasha, the amriyinsha, Rav Alchalupsi mashchicha. Rav Yochim and Baruch Omer, tana the krovin yivrim leot shavim. Krovim? Midami, Rabbi Yochanan Aratsu Data Lakaba, Rabbi Shimon Estesiasu Data Lakaba. Rabbi Chisti, you forgot about profit taking, same him Shlish Lachenveni. Still, Akati Lamar Tisha Lamar Shet, Eliki Ida after Rabbi Chisti, Domet Semyon Mechza Lachenveni. Okay, but still, Akati Matesha Lamar Tamania. Okay, that's the meaning of Krovim Divrim Layot Shabim. Kasha Rabbi Chisti, Rabbi Chisti, Lokasha Hadaka Yoiv Balabayetzi, Vata Loka Yoiv Balabayetzi. Good to know that energy